Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee. This week, we're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the Louisiana Science Education Act, passed on June 25th, 2008. The Louisiana Science Education Act, LSEA for short, is a law which gives teachers who would like to present both the scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolution the freedom to do so without fear of retaliation. It explicitly does not permit teaching of religion and does not authorize talking about intelligent design. The LSEA promotes, quote, critical thinking skills, logical analysis, and open and objective discussion of scientific theories being studied, unquote. Today we have Dr. John West joining us on the show. Dr. West was a co-founder of the Center for Science and Culture along with Stephen C. Meyer back in 1996, and since then has focused his research and writings on the impact of science and scientism on public policy and culture. He has also been instrumental in helping to define the center's approach to science education policy and was the co-author of Traipsing into Evolution, Intelligent Design and the Kitzmiller-Dover Decision, an in-depth critique of Judge John Jones's Dover ruling. Welcome, Dr. West.
Glad to be here, Sarah.
It seems that the Louisiana Science Education Act was something new. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, actually, there was a background, and so some other states did explore doing something like this, Alabama and Oklahoma, but Louisiana was the first state to adopt an academic freedom law that would help protect the rights of teachers to teach the scientific controversy over Darwin's theory and other scientific theories. So it certainly was a landmark because they were the first state to bring that to conclusion. I say more than that, this law was really a stereotype breaker because usually the way the media portrays this is people are trying to get religion smuggled in the classroom or biblical creationism or that we're trying to impose intelligent design, which of course we're not. And so this was a stereotype breaker also because of a variety of things. Number one, it was bipartisan. This was not a partisan issue in Louisiana. In fact, the main sponsor of the bill was a Democrat, and I think all but something like three legislators voted for it. So it passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. Second of all, there were state scientists who were science professors, I think two biology professors and one chemistry professor, who actually testified in favor of the law in the legislature. So this wasn't just sort of scientists versus non-scientists. There was a debate in Louisiana among scientists, and there were science professors who testified in favor of the law because they wanted freedom to discuss more about the evidence for and against evolution and other issues. And then finally, it was a stereotype breaker because, again, it made very clear, as what you've already said, that it didn't permit the teaching of religion. It said that the teaching has to be objective. It was really narrowly focused on teaching science better and teaching critical analysis and evaluation. It was a well-framed law.
So this was the first state passage of an academic freedom bill, but it's affirming basic American values, and that isn't new.
No, that's certainly true. And in fact, there also were, before this time, some local school districts who did something similar. In fact, one in Louisiana that really helped provide some of the inspiration for this law.
So the approach taken in the LSEA is somewhat consistent with the 2001 No Child Left Behind Act conference report language, which said, quote, where topics are taught that may generate controversy, such as biological evolution, the curriculum should help students to understand the full range of scientific views that exist, why such topics may generate controversy, and how scientific discoveries can profoundly affect society, unquote. What was Discovery Institute's reaction to the passage of the bill?
Well, we were thrilled, and it's because of this overall debate that we're in. You previously just mentioned the whole thing is relating to American values and ideas of fair play and open and free exchange of ideas. And so that's exactly right. Our overall approach is that we need to teach more about evolution, not less. And so a bill like this that actually helps encourage school districts that want to facilitate teachers to teach more about evolution and to teach more about other scientific theories and to allow students to actually study the scientific debates that are really happening in the peer-reviewed journals, that is a really positive thing. Too often we have been promoting in science education sort of rote learning, rote memorization, facts without understanding the underlying debates and treating scientific theories as if they're dogmas. And that's certainly the case in Darwinian theory, of which large sections of the theory are under debate in the science journals, but you never know that from the textbooks. And in fact, teachers are often frightened to even talk about it because someone will object. And so a law like this that actually encourages the open discussion of science and critical evaluation of scientific theories is a really beneficial thing for learning for the future of science, because as we all know, science changes as new knowledge develops. And so the last thing you want to do is teach students that, well, science is so static that it is like a dogma, that you cannot challenge it and you can't critically analyze it, that you may want to blind yourself to new facts that don't fit conveniently the theory that's now held. So this really was a landmark piece of legislation, and we were thrilled by it. We think students need to learn more about evolution, more about science, and that includes the scientific process of debate, where you shouldn't be afraid to ask tough questions.
Yeah, the LSEA was really a win for the freedom of inquiry.
Definitely. In fact, I'd like to say not just that, it really embraced Darwin's view of how science should be taught. Many of our listeners probably know, or if they don't, they should know that our theme, our whole approach in science education actually is following the views of Charles Darwin. In one of the introductions to his famous book On the Origin of Species, he wrote about how a fair result can be obtained only by fully stating and balancing the facts and arguments on both sides of each question. Well, we agree with that. We agree with Darwin on that. And so did the legislators in Louisiana. This was a win for science education. For science, it was a win for what I call Darwin's own approach to science education and what it should be.
So why is this important today? What's happening in science education policy now? I know that Arizona is in the process of revising its science standards, and Texas did so last year.
Yeah, well, I think it's important today because we're still seeing the forces that want science taught as dogma and want to shut down questioning and want to prevent teachers from objectively presenting the facts, including the debates that already exist in the scientific community. And so this is very relevant. It's still happening today. And I know you mentioned Arizona and Texas, and you're at Discovery Institute. People should know that Sarah is our guru on science education policy now. So you probably know more about the details than I do on those two states. But generally speaking, you know, in Texas, there was an effort to revise their science standards, which had been very good science standards that allow and facilitate teachers teaching the evidence, all the evidence about Darwin's theory, including evidence that can be critical of parts of it. And there was an effort to eliminate that. Fortunately, that effort failed, largely because of efforts like people like Sarah, largely because of efforts of our supporters in Texas who pushed back on that. And so that critical evaluation of evolution and allowing students to learn about that and teachers to teach about that survived and is now protected still in the science standards of Texas. And of course, right now, as we speak, there is a debate over new science standards in Arizona. And part of the issue there is, should students be able to actually evaluate the evidence for science and be taught critical thinking skills, or should they just sort of, again, be robots of memorization without actually thinking about what is the basis and evidence of these things. So this is extremely relevant because there are lots of people who would like science just taught dogmatically. So I think the LSEA on its 10-year anniversary couldn't be more relevant.
So why is this law important for all Americans? You know, what takes it beyond the borders of Louisiana?
Well, the whole American ideal is robust, free exchange of ideas. In politics, in the arts, in areas of faith, we don't want, you know, the government to impose a sectarian creed on people. We want people to be able to discuss and come to a knowledge for themselves. And nowhere is that more important than science. And in fact, Darwin's theory never would have been able to be adopted if he wasn't able to argue for his case. The modern theory of the Big Bang or understanding of physics or so many things that surmounted ideas that came earlier could never have been adopted if people couldn't honestly, fairly, openly question and evaluate. So I think overall in the American context, our whole society is premised on the idea that a free exchange of ideas is how you get to truth. That's true in science just as in other areas. So this is, you know, really important. And if you don't start early, you know, these are future scientists that we're teaching. You want them to understand what science really is about. Another thing to point out in the LSEA, because there have been efforts over the past decade, nearly every year, to try to repeal it. And fortunately, those have failed. But the LSEA is also an interesting case study, because if you look at the debate that took place when it was proposed, the people who opposed it basically said, oh, this is anti-science. It will mean our state is a laughingstock. No one will do any business with us, and it's unconstitutional, and so we'll have all this litigation, and basically the roof is going to fall in, the sky is going to fall. There's going to be annihilation. And that was their rhetoric, and then it was passed. And, well, the roof didn't fall in. Science hasn't ended in Louisiana. There are still great universities there. I'd say science was strengthened there, and it wasn't shown to be unconstitutional. So, in fact, one of the big takeaways from Louisiana is that if you do it right, there's this big myth that you can't honestly teach about science or certainly about evolution without violating the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't allow you to teach scientific criticisms of Darwin's theory. That's absolutely false. And the Louisiana Science Education Act was threatened by all these groups. Oh, this is unconstitutional. Well, after it was passed, even the ACLU head in Louisiana grudgingly conceded that if the law was basically applied as it was written, that it was constitutional. And there has been no lawsuit against that act. The fact that it's there 10 years later without lawsuit shows, I mean, it's a standing monument to the constitutional way that it is constitutional, if you do it in the right way, to objectively teach about the evidence for and against Darwin's theory. And that in and of itself is a really important milestone that I think other states can take encouragement from, and school districts and teachers.
So we don't have to teach evolution dogmatically. We can present it scientifically.
Yeah, we can present it how Darwin himself, as I said, you know, pointed out that if you really want a fair result, you need to really study the facts and arguments on both sides of each question that you raise.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Idea the Future today, Dr. West.
Well, thank you for having me, Sarah. And, you know, it's fun to talk about, when I say good news in this case, of a state that did things right. And actually, a whole decade later, it's still there protecting teachers and school districts, even though there's been all sorts of efforts to try to get rid of it. And it's really a monument to the free exchange of ideas on science in the state of Louisiana that is a beacon to many other states.
Please feel free to contact the CSC with questions about academic freedom and science education. We're happy to provide input on your specific situation. See more coverage of the LSEA at evolutionnews.org and visit freescience.today to learn more about academic freedom in science. That's freescience.today. For ID the Future, I'm Sarah Chaffee. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.